Picture this. You're standing in your kitchen, keys nowhere, you've checked the counter, the fridge, don't ask, even the damn toaster, like it might have eaten them. Nothing. And then bam, you kick the drywall so hard it craters. I know, because that was me last Thursday. Except the wall still got my boot print, and my landlord still texting me passive-aggressive emojis. Here's the thing. I didn't lose my keys because I'm an idiot. I lost them because my head's running 37 tabs at once. Job apps, guilt about not helping mom with groceries, that one ex who keeps liking my Instagram stories like we're still a thing. The keys? Just collateral damage. Your brain isn't broken. It's just overloaded. Like a laptop with 19 Chrome windows open, Spotify blasting, and a Zoom call you forgot to mute. You're not lazy. You're not weak. You're just running on a processor that's been hot swapping emotions since 2018. The glow sticks were only the beginning. One year, almost by accident, someone placed a glass jar along the trail with the lid left off. A simple mason jar, the kind that had held peaches and summers and stories. And the fireflies came. They drifted in naturally, blinking like tiny heartbeats in the dark. They weren't trapped. They came and went freely, slipping into the jars as if they recognized them, as if they'd been waiting for someone to set out a place for them. Runners started placing jars of their own, some along the trail, some at the start line, some at the finish. And the fireflies understood every one of them. They gathered in the jars like lanterns, glowing softly, pulsing in slow rhythms that felt almost like breathing. People said the fireflies were guiding the runners. Others said they were guarding them. But the old-timers whispered something else entirely. The envelope passing between us caught at precisely the wrong angle by someone with either excellent timing or deliberate positioning. Cropped. That's the key word. The original frame would show Martin's daughter beside him, 12 years old, arm in a sling, post-surgery. It would show the clinic discharge papers folded on top of the envelope. It would show the cash inside was $5,000 toward a medical bill that Martin's insurance had denied twice for a kid who'd broken her arm in three places falling off a jungle gym. The original frame would tell the truth. This one tells a better story. I close the laptop. My PR director, Julian, has already sent 17 texts and left 4 voicemails. The board group chat is a disaster. 12 executives who spend their professional lives managing risk